This is Ozarks at Large. As we near the one-year anniversary of the pandemic arriving in Arkansas, more Arkansans are becoming eligible for vaccinations. Yesterday, Governor Asa Hutchinson expanded the current phase of the state's vaccinations, Phase 1B, to include food manufacturing workers.
And the food manufacturing workers includes meat processing and grain, oilseed milling. This is estimated to be 49,000 Arkansans in these groups. This will be from poultry processors to meat processors to grain processors.
The governor made the announcement during yesterday's weekly briefing regarding COVID-19 in the state. He says the time was right to include all workers at such plants.
We look back on the history of our cases and where we had early spikes in cases, breakouts, as well as deaths, and we had a real jeopardy with those that were in the food processing industry. And so, again, we wanted to move them in there first because they work, all of those that are in the category that I identified of agriculture, food manufacturing, they work close in proximity to each other. And so that was the reason that they're on the front line. They're obviously an essential worker, but in addition, they're an exposed worker because of that, and we wanted to move them in.
The inclusion of food manufacturing workers comes after last month's inclusion of people between the ages of 65 and 70. Still not eligible for shots, though, are restaurant workers, even though many of the previous health directives, now guidelines, come into play at restaurants and bars. Governor Hutchinson says the state is not yet prepared to administer vaccines to restaurant workers.
So they're in 1C, so hopefully we'll get to them soon. We recognize that they need vaccinations as well, but that's a category that the CDC guidelines have recommended them to be in.
The governor says he thinks the state is closing in on its goal to finish the 1B vaccinations by the end of this month, and that includes the recent expansion of the category. After the governor's briefing yesterday, President Joe Biden announced the federal government expects to have all adults wanting a shot vaccinated by the end of May. Arkansas is expecting to receive an additional 2,500 to 3,000 Moderna and Pfizer vaccines weekly, and the just-approved Johnson & Johnson vaccines are coming as well. He says the state is expecting about 24,000 of those vaccines.
And that J&J vaccine is what's going to give us an extra margin that we can move in and start with our poultry workers and our other food manufacturing workers that have been identified.
For the first time, there is a confirmed case of a COVID-19 variant in Arkansas, a single case of the UK variant. Because of HIPAA rules, no more information about that case is being shared. Dr. Jose Romero, the state's Secretary of Health, says this is not an unexpected development.
This is not something that we did not expect. I'm surprised that we hadn't found it earlier. It simply reminds us that we need to use the mask, regardless of whether it's a mandated issue or not. We need to keep these masks and use them. And it also reinforces the need to immunize. Without immunization, we won't be able to protect against these variants. So again, the vaccines that we currently have available are effective against the UK variant.
And Governor Hutchinson says there will be a new effort to make vaccines more available in rural parts of the state. The Arkansas Department of Health will be designating specific locations in each of the state's public health regions for vaccine distribution.
These clinics will be set up and held each week in counties with low vaccination rates, and it'll be initially on a first-come, first-serve basis, but we envision having next week a statewide toll-free number that can be called to help identify where they can go for these vaccine clinics. We'll provide more information to you next week on that. And those locations will be provided in on our Department of Health website when they're specifically identified.
For the first week of these rural clinics, the county in the Northwest Public Health Sector in Arkansas scheduled to have a vaccination clinic is Conway County, where Morrilton is the county seat. The full briefing can be watched at the governor's YouTube channel.